Where my goddamn wallet is? Where the fuck is my wallet? I got fucking notes in there. This could be a problem. I don't know where my wallet is. This is a full-on emergency. Hold on. Oh, there it is. God damn it. You know what I try to do? I try to keep my wallet and my keys and all that shit. I try to keep it in the same spot so I'm not looking for it all the time. I'm obsessive compulsive, but I have a habit of putting something in a certain place and thinking to myself, you know what, I'm going to remember that I put it there, but I never remember I put it there, ever, under any fucking circumstance. So, you know, in a situation like this, I press play, I'm thinking, you know what, I'm going to record some fucking podcast, I got some shit on my mind, some stuff to talk about, and then all of a sudden I realize, like, hey, look at that, there's an empty spot where the wallet usually is, what the fuck is going on here? And then I just, you know, got to kind of stop shit. But either way, my name is Chris Johnson, and you often don't really know what you're going to do when you're under pressure. When shit's about to get fucking hot, when things getting real, you don't really know how you're going to react to that. A lot of people like to think they know how they're going to react in specific situations, or they'll like to tell you how they would react in a situation. Fucking truth is, nobody has any idea. I'm talking about fire. Literally, actually. A couple situations where, like, I've almost burned shit to the fucking ground, and I'm still standing. So I'd like to think, like, hey, buddy boy, you know what the fuck you're doing there. You're on top of things. You're good under pressure. The guy that couldn't find his wallet at the start of this podcast and started panicking and couldn't get rolling is somehow pretty decent when shit's starting to get real. I'm decent, but I'm not normal, I guess. There was a time where I used to drive a Dodge Dakota. I don't know shit about cars or trucks or makes or models. I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff. My dad was into cars, but he's an asshole, and you couldn't learn anything from that motherfucker, so I never really learned about cars. Anything my dad was interested in, I just thought, fuck it. I don't want any part of that. I stopped driving that truck because it burst in the fucking flames one day. That's not an exaggeration. It just started on fire. I was dealing with, like, some radiator and some, like, oil issues, and my dad looked at it, and my dad thought he was smart, and he didn't know a lot of shit about, like, you know, carpentry and mechanics and all that stuff. But he was also one of the biggest fucking morons on the planet. So he really didn't know anything and he half-assed a lot of shit. So he's like, oh, it's fine. It's just burning oil. Like the fucking smoke that you're noticing under your head, it's nothing. Just so stop it. He didn't want to fucking deal with it. He didn't want to fucking fix it or look at it. So he just told me, like, hey, buddy, your car should be smoking. And I thought that was fucking crazy. But, like, I'm 18, 19. I think, oh, he knows, right? He knows what he's talking about. It's not just going to start and fire in a fucking driveway, is it? Driving home one day from college, and it was extra smoky. It was smokier than usual. I didn't hear any crackles and pops like I was at the campfire or any of that shit, but I just noticed it was fucking smoky. It didn't smell good. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, it smelled like oil. I'm like, man, this thing sucks. I pulled into the fucking, my driveway after, like, a smoky ride home, and, like, just a whole bunch of smoke just went forward, and I thought, God damn it, I don't know what I'm doing next, but I just walked into the house. I didn't even pop the hood, you know? Didn't even pop the hood because I thought, like, I guess I just didn't think it was on fire under there. I didn't think, you know, I'm gonna go into the house and this thing might explode in my driveway. I didn't think that would fucking happen. I'm probably in the house for about 30 seconds, and this dirtbag across the street, I didn't even know who he was. There were these two, like, wiener twins across the street, these twin girls, these fucking wildebeests, and then with their fucking wildebeest family, and then one of the dudes that was dating the beast was this, like, really skinny asshole. So the skinny nerd, like, starts banging on my fucking door, and he's like, hey, buddy, you gotta get the fuck outside, the fucking fire! And I'm like, dude, what is this asshole saying? Just some dumb fucking hick. And I go out there, and I'm like, what, bro, what's going on here? He's like, I think your truck's on fire. I'm like, my truck's on fire. And I looked, and it was smoking pretty good at this point. We got a lot of fucking smoke going in the fucking driveway at this point. He's like, pop the hood. So I run out there and I pop the hood, and he lifts up the hood, and then he starts just running in circles in the fucking driveway like a goddamn cartoon. He's like, ah, your car's on fire. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, I didn't know what to do. I ran into the house. Like, I don't know if I thought, like, there was just going to be, like, a pail of water on the fucking table that I was going to go out there and put the fire out with. But surprisingly, there wasn't. I, like, ran into the house. I, like, looked into the sink. Look, these are the ideas that are going through my head when shit's getting real. Like, house, sink. I knew there was water in there, but I just couldn't figure out how to get it there. I'm not going to run out cups at a time. And then the fucking hick, he's got a brilliant idea. Like, you got a hose on the side of the house, right, asshole? So I, like, got the hose. I fucking, like, tossed it to him. And then, like, he's running, like, we're like a pair of firemen at that point. We're like a volunteer fire company. Me and some asshole I've never met in the middle of my front yard as a fucking child or as a 19-year-old, however fucking old I was. I couldn't legally drink yet. I popped the hose, and he, like, puts the fire out, and it's just a fucking smoky, disgusting mess in there. I'm like, thanks, buddy. And he like just walked across the street. We didn't like shake hands or anything, I don't think. I don't remember that. I don't remember ever seeing him again after that moment. Just some guardian angel. Some dirtbag hick guardian angel coming across the street and helping me put the fire out my driveway before the truck explodes. But I will tell you, Chris Johnson won World Zero at that point. I succeeded. Fuck you. Fuck you, planet Earth. Or God, or, you know, whoever's fucking with me at that point. Whoever was trying to test me, I win. God damn it, I win. I'll be back, though, Sundays and Wednesdays with more stories of my heroism. I don't know if there's any more stories like that, but I'll make them up if I have to. Actually, I can't do that. All these podcasts are true, goddammit. But I'll be back Sunday and Wednesdays. Every episode's on Podbean, the website or the app. You can catch me on Apple Podcasts and Google Play, too. I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, Twitter at Johnson Hates You, or if you're a Facebook kind of gal or girl. Wait, gals and girls, same fucking things. Guy or girl, I got it. I'll fix it. Check out the podcast right in the timeline, baby.